Hashanah. Actually, Tovi Hashemish, before Shkia came around. So it's called now this vegetable, you go both to Lakita when you pick it off the ground. So it's called last year's crop. And then after Shkia Sachama, when it's night already, Mishtovi Hashemish, you took off another vegetable. The locher is a termin or maestrum is there. You're not allowed to take off Trumas Maestrum one on the other one. Why? The Fishain termin or maestrum. Loimin achodesh ala yoshin, loimin a yoshin ala chodesh. 1 year's crop on last year's crop, you can't take off Trumas Maestrum. Not this year's, or last year's, not last year's, and this year's, they can't take off Trumas Maestrum from 1 year to another year. It has to only be the same year. Let's say the second year was going into the third year. So, Shania Maisa Rishon and Maisa Shani. The second year is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Shani. Shlishis, the third year, is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Roni. That's the Seder of Maisis. That is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Shani. Maisa Rishon and Maisa Shani the first 2 years. And the third year, that's Maisa Roni. For the Gemara Minohan and Mili, the Drashi, the Bishlishis, and the Noig by Maisa Shani. How do we know this? That the third year of Shemitah, there's no din of Maisa Sheni. It changes in to become Maisa Roni. How do we know this? Or maybe Shua ben Levi. The Pasuk says, Ki sechala laser es kol Maisa tvoasechem. When you finish giving off Maisa b'ashon ha-shlishit, in the third year, Shunas ha-Maisa. This is called the year of Maisa. So what are we dashing? What? Shona shein be'el ha-Maisa rechad. The third year is the year there's only one Maisa. What does that mean? Okay, said, what does that mean? Maisa rishon ha-Maisa roni. All you have is really just Maisa Rishon. The second Maisa is not Maisa Roni, not Maisa Sheni anymore, but it turns into Maisa Roni, which is not really called Maisa. It's just like Sukkah, you have to give it to the Aniyim. O Maisa Sheni Yevotum. And Maisa Sheni, there's no din Maisa Sheni in the third year. O Yeni, maybe not like that, El Af Maisa Rishon Nam Yevotum. Maybe the Pasuk means there's only Maisa Roni the third year. There's not even Maisa Rishon, maybe. Maybe there's no Maisa Rishon and no Maisa Sheni. Maybe there's only Maisa Roni. Talmud Lehm, the Pasuk says, no. V'el ha-Leviyim tedaber. You should speak to the Leviyim. V'yamatru Lehm, and talk to them. Ki yisikhu mi'ez b'nei Yisroel. Take from b'nei Yisroel. Es ha-Maiser ha-Shenasati lechem. Me'itam b'nachlosam. That on what you're supposed to take, the Maiser Rishon, the gift of the Levi. So the Pasuk says, ha-keishu ha-kosu b'nachlo. The din of giving Maiser Rishon is zayma to a nachlo, to Yerusha, what you inherit. Ma-nachlo. Just like a nachlo when you inherit something from your father. Ein lehefsik, it never stops. You keep it li'elom, af ma'isarishin ein lehefsik. The same thing, ma'isarishin never stops. Even the second year, the third year, you always give ma'isarishin. That's what the Pasuk says, there's one ma'isar, the third year, that means we're taking out ma'isarishin, and instead of ma'isarishin, you have ma'isaroni. Tanya idich, or else Tanya nam yachus, from Gis Nesashibi, Tanya nam yachus, learn this also. The Pasuk says, ki schala lasar, when you finish giving off ma'isar in the third year. So we dash in the third year means it's a shana, it's a year. Shein bo ela meiser echad. The third year of Shemitah, the first, second, then the third year, only has one meiser. Well, Kate said, how does it come out? Meiser rishon or meiser roni. You still have to give the meiser rishon the first tenth to the Levi, and then you take off Trumas meiser, and then second tenth is only meiser roni to give to the Aniyim. Oh, meiser sheni yibotel. And there's no din meiser sheni on the second, third year. Yochol, I would have thought, ask meiser rishon am yibotel. Maybe the third year doesn't even have Maisa Rishon either. There's no Maisa Sheni, no Maisa Rishon either. Talmud Lehmah, that's the Pasuk says, no, Uvoh HaLevi, that calls the man Shabbat Tenle. Whenever the Levi comes, no matter what year it is, even the third year, still you have to give it to him. There's never a Hefsik. Whenever the Levi comes, you have to give it to him. Divi Rebu, this is Rebu Deshita. Rebu Lezer Ben Yaakov Oymen, no. Ain't it Tzorch, I don't need this Pasuk. Harayuim, the Pasuk says, Vil halaviyim tadaber, v'yamatulayim, ki sikhu mi'es b'nei Yisroel ha-maiser, ha-shenasat lechem itam, v'nachalosim. He also, the Pasuk says, that in the mitzvah of b'nei Yisroel, to give maiser rishon to a Levi, is zayma to a nachlo, something you inherit, a Yerusha. His ha-keisho ha-kosel v'nachlo. The Torah puts in it of maiser rishon, zayma to a nachlo. As if to say, ma nachlo ein lehefsik, just like a nachlo has no hefsik, I'll tell you, of maiser rishon ein lehefsik. Who are then Maisa Rishon also has no Hefsik. That's how we know to say that the second year, the third year, Maisa Rishon, of course, you still have to give. The only thing that goes away is only Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, you don't have to give, but instead of Maisa Sheni, we give Maisa Roni. All right, stop here.
here, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, to Dats Ulu Nedorim, that the Braisa said by Nedorim also to make a promise, the Rosh Hashanah is also called Tishrei. Tishrei starts the new year. The verse says, Tana Rabbanim, not like this. Ha'amudir ha'no mechaveroi. If somebody says, I'm not going to have any enjoyment at all for my friend, Lishona, for one complete year. So what does that mean? You meant to say that for 12 months, exactly a year, day to day, you're not going to have any enjoyment from your friend. So it's also to have any enjoyment at all from your friend. What about the imam? Let's say the person said, Lishona zu, I'm making a neder, I'm making a promise, I'm not going to have any hano from you this year. Lishona zu, this year. Not a complete year, but this year. So then we say, when is this year up? Afilo lo yomad ela b'yeshrim v'tisha belo. Let's say he's only standing on the 29th day of Elul. And he said today, the last day of our year, he said, I'm making a neder not to have any enjoyment from you this year. So the locher is, kivon shegia yomecha b'tishrei. As soon as it becomes like tomorrow, when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, it becomes the first day of Tishrei, you should know, also Rosh Hashanah. The year is up, and from now on, you're allowed to have enjoyment from your friend. So the Mara says now, and afilo l'man diyomar, yoy mechot ba'ashona, eina choshev shonom, even though before we had it was a machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir said true, one day of a year is still like a complete year. That was Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Eliezer said no. Rabbi Meir said no, you have to have 30 days. Only 30 days is considered a year. So even according to Rabbi Eliezer, over here he's moida. That even though you said, I'm making a promise not to have enjoyment from you this year, and there's only one day left of the year is up, and when it comes Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to have a no. Why? Is, L'tzurei nafshei kibloleh. Because here the svar is, when you made a neder, you want to be mitzar yourself, you're giving yourself pain. You have to say, I'm putting myself into pain, that for a certain amount of time, I'm not going to have any enjoyment at all from you. So the Teretz is, behoit tirelei. And here, lemaisa, you had pain, even though it's only one day, but you had pain, so we say, beloshin nedorim, that's all you meant. Since your loshin, what you spoke out of your mouth, you said, I make a neder, not to have any enjoyment from you this year. I didn't say for a year, I said this year. So the main thing you meant to say is that during this year, I want to make sure I have some pain, no enjoyment from you. So therefore, even though you're only one day, the last day of the year, you're considered you had pain this year, and therefore your neder is up. When it comes tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, the lachar is, you're free. So that's what the Braisa means in the Dorim. When is the year considered up? By Tishrei. Tomorrow says, V'yemen Nisan. Like, how do we know this? How do you know to say Tishrei is when the year is up? Maybe Nisan time is when the year is up. So Gemara says, V'nedorim ha-holach ha-chaloshim b'yodim. That's for sure. By Nedorim, when first somebody makes a neder, it's his mouth. He spoke out to say Amoser. So we go both of the way people talk. The way people talk, Lashon B'nei Yodim is, what's called the year is up. We all know Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows Rosh Hashanah is a good year, the year starts over again. So Lashon B'nei Yodim, when I said I meant not to have any enjoyment from you this year I meant up until Rosh Hashanah. But after Rosh Hashanah, that's called the new year. That's a portion of Svara. In Lashon B'nei Yodim, everybody talks, Rosh Hashanah is starting the new year. But Tanan Hossim, we learned the Mishnah in Maisreis, that Hatilson Rashi said the types of tavlin, type of spices, type of a spice that grows is Misha Titzmach. When it has Atzmach, when it starts to sprout, that's called that it's something. So Rashi says Misha Titzmach means Achash Nasi Michosoi Hu Misasar. The year that it started to sprout, that's the year you give Maisa from. And you don't go less of the year when you pick it off. In other words, that we have before, the first 2 years of Shemitah, there's a lock you give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The third year, you only give Maisa Oni. You don't give Maisa Sheni. So you have this Tilsana, you have this type of a spices that Misha Titzmach. But tomorrow soon means, it means that there's a seed that's growing inside it already. If it's this big that it has seeds inside it, that's called like it's completely grown. So if it's completely grown before Rosh Hashanah, so then we say it Yo Basar the last year. If it first gets its Zera after Rosh Hashanah, it's called part of the next year. So whatever year you're in, that's the type of mice you have to give. Now by the new year, when is it called this year's crop or last year's crop? Whenever it gets its Zera. When it grows enough that it has the seed inside it, so if it's finished before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's crop. If it first gets its seed, it grows so much after Rosh Hashanah, it grows for the next year's crop. What about Hatfuah v'Yazaisim? You have Tfuah, that means wheat. And Rashi says in Tosafot, it also means wine. Wine is also Dogen v'Yitzer. Both goes into this category of a Dogen v'Tirish, rather. Rashi says Hatfuah, wheat, Dogen v'Tirish, means wheat, the grains, and wine. Kuri and Tfuah, they're both called Tfuah. So kids, the wine and grains is meshevioshlish. When it grows a third grown, that's called it's like finished. So if it's a third grown before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop. If it first gets a third grown after Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's crop. Now the Gemara says, my mishatitzmach. What do you mean by tavlum, by spices, it goes when it starts to sprout? The Gemara says it means mishatitzmach lizroyim. When it has inside its seeds already. If it sprouts enough that there's a seed inside it, that's called it's finished. So it depends. If it finishes before Rosh Hashanah, which is Tishrei, so if it sprouted before Tishrei, it's considered last year's crop. So if last year was the second year of Shemitah, you have to take off Truma, Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Sheni. If it first sprouted after Rosh Hashanah, so now it's the third year, you only have to give Maaser Sheni, not Maaser Sheni. And who are then? You can't take off Maaser from this year, from last year from this year. So some that were grown last year and some that are grown this year, you can't take off Truma Samaisis one on the other. Now it says, Hatfuah v'yazaisim yeshvi yoshlish, that by grain and by wine and by oil, hazaisim, the olives, it goes basra shlish. When the crop grew one third, that's called finished. So therefore, if it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's peris. If it first grew the third after Rosh Hashanah, it's called next year's crop. And again, nogei to whether you have to give Maaser Sheni or Maaser Roni. And the word then is nogei, can you take off Maaser on this Paris on the other ones? And the Lachar is, you can only take off Maaser, Trumas to Maaser, from this crop on this year's crop. And last year on last year's crop. But you can't take off Truma from last year's crop to part of this year's crop. So if some was a Via Shlish before Rosh Hashanah, and other Zaitim was a Via Shlish after Rosh Hashanah, you can't take off Truma from one for the other. Gemara says, now, Minohanimili, how do we know this Yisrael, this Rashi learns that Koponim by Tfua and by Zaysim, which is Midiraisa, like we learned before. Midiraisa, the Chiyah to take off Trumas and Maaseris, is only on Dogon, Tirish, V'Yitzer. It's only on the five types of grains, it's on wine and on oil. That's Midiraisa, you have to take off Trumas and Maaseris. That's what we take off from vegetables and from fruits, that's only Midirabonim. So we're saying now, Midiraisa, the din of Tfua and Zaysim and Yayin, that's totally Meshaviyah Shlish. When the peiros are one-third grown, that's called finished. Now's the time that if it's one-third grown before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year. One-third after, it's next year. How do we know this? That Midiraisa, it's totally in a shlish. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan. Umoto bo mishmeid Rav Yosi Aglili. Some say it over the name of Yosi Aglili. Omer Kroa, the Pasuk in the Devarim says, Miketz Sheva Shonim. At the end of 7 years, B'moyed Shnas HaShemitah, the year of Shemitah, B'chag HaSukkis. On that Chag HaSukkah is the mitzvah of Hakel. Everybody comes together and the Melech reads Lane's Pasha Zavorim. So mitzvah of Hakel is after Shemitah, the next year, the beginning of the 8th year in Chag HaSukkah. So the Pasuk says again, Miketz Sheva Shonim, the end of 7 years, the Moed of the Yom Tov of Shnas HaShemitah, of the year of Shemitah, which is Chag HaSukkah. For at the Gemara, Shnas HaShemitah Mayavidatei, who's talking about Shemitah here? The Chag HaSukkah Sheminasi. We're talking about in the 8th year already. We're talking about now after the 7 years of Shemitah, now you have the eighth year, the first Yom Tov Sukkot of the 8th year, that's when you have Mitzvah Hakel. So what is it called Shemitah for? We're talking about after Shemitah finished. It's the first of the eighth, it's the 8th year now, the first of the next years. So why is the Apostle call it Shemitah? But the more is the 8th year ready. And the Leim Lacha means to teach us like this, that called Tfuah Sheviyah Shlish Bishriyah. Any time the Tfuah was completely grown already, one-third, joined Shriyas on Shemitah, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if it was grown a third before the Rosh Hashanah at the end of Shemitah, Atenoyig by meaning Shriyas b'Shminis. You have to know, even though you don't cut off this wheat until the 8th year, until the Chag HaSukkos of the 8th year, but since the Maisa, when did it get a third grown? It was grown a third during Shemitah on the 7th year, it has Kedusha Shemitah on it. And therefore, even though you first cut it off on the 8th year, you still have to have Binayi Kedusha Shriyas. So you see from this pasuk that's totally in the third grown. Once the wheat or the oil, the olives or the grapes is one third grown, that's when it's called finished. Now, finished means that if it's a third grown during Shemitah on the seventh year, this fruit now has a Kedusha Shemitah. As you're not allowed to throw it away, you have to eat everything, you can't throw it away, or you can't do sherry, you can't sell it, you can't do business with it. Even though you're first cutting it off on the eighth year, but since it was grown a third on the seventh year, it has Kedusha Shemitah. So you see that growing a third, that's what's called finished already. Omele Reb Zeira Rabasi, Reb Zeira told Rabasi, Vidilma, maybe not like that. Vidilma lo ayo klau. Maybe it didn't come in at all into the eighth year. Trashy.